When you invest in bonds, you have three ways to make money: through income from the coupon payments, price appreciation if you buy a discounted bond and hold it to maturity, or the trading of bonds around interest rate volatility. You can profitably trade bonds around the movement of interest rates before a bond matures, because when interest rates drop, bond prices rise and vice versa. Most investors do not take advantage of the tradability of bonds, because they think only in terms of buying and holding. However, professional portfolio managers trade bonds in portfolios all the time, even in retail mutual funds, sometimes to exploit market anomalies and inefficiencies, which are far more pronounced in the bond markets than in the equity markets, and sometimes for risk management purposes. For example, very few high-yield bonds are held to maturity. The portfolio manager buys them for yield and the potential for price appreciation, then sells them when market conditions warrant. The default risk of high yield is too great to consider holding those bonds to maturity on a regular basis. Portfolio managers may also capture price appreciation in a bond if it demonstrates spread compression against its benchmark. For example, American AA-rated corporate bonds should trade in price and yield pretty closely to US Treasury securities. In a risk-off trade, investors may dump even AA-rated bonds and overdue treasuries. When that happens, the spread between the two yields will widen. A portfolio manager may deploy excess capital to load up on AA-rated bonds in anticipation of the spreads compressing, i.e., as investors return to riskier assets over time, they will sell treasuries and start buying other types of bonds again, causing treasury yields to rise and the yields of other bonds to drop. That spread compression is a source of return if a portfolio manager chooses to capture it. These three methods to profit from bond investing are the most common. Then there are actually ways to profit by trading bonds on a regular basis. That is the domain of hedge funds and proprietary trading desks, and should never be attempted by retail investors. That's because these techniques introduce unfamiliar risk into a portfolio, and often require leverage, which is a considerable source of risk. One common strategy for trading bonds is arbitrage. In arbitrage, traders take opposite positions in two similar bonds that should exhibit similar features, but which are trading at different prices because of market anomalies or some other macroeconomic factors. For example, a trader may notice that the yields of Dutch and German mortgage bonds have diverged considerably from historical norms. In an arbitrage trade, the trader will go long the underpriced asset and short the overpriced asset, with the expectation that over time the prices of the two will converge. The trader doesn't care if both prices rise or both prices fall, she cares only that wherever they end up, the spread between the two has compressed. Let's say, for example, that the trader goes short German bonds at 92 and long Dutch bonds at 89. 3 months later, interest rates have dropped, and German bond prices moved to 93 but Dutch bond prices moved 92. In this trade, the trader lost 1 euro on German bonds but made 3 euro on Dutch bonds, for a profit of 2 euros. Employ 5 times leverage and she made 10 euro on the trade. That is a far more sophisticated way to make money trading bonds, and is not part of traditional fixed income portfolio management. But as you see, it is based on a similar principle of spread compression.